Now that participants to the Middle East Summit have gone home, the hard work begins. They have to take steps to implement the international plan known as the Roadmap. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
For many Middle East experts, both Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas said all or nearly all the right things. Aaron Miller, president of Seeds for Peace and a longtime State Department advisor on the Middle East, called the meeting in Jordan yesterday remarkable.
You had a Palestinian prime minister, empowered at least for now, who talked about ending the Intifada and the importance of ending it in order to advance Palestinian national goals. You had an Israeli prime minister, for the first time that I can recollect, said that it was in the interests of the state of Israel that there be a Palestinian state living alongside of Israel, and a Palestinian state, I might add, with contiguity.
That's language taken right out of the roadmap, a Palestinian state that is viable and, on the West Bank, contiguous, not dissected by Israeli settlements. Sharon, in fact, vowed to remove illegal outposts, which are initial settlement outposts established over the past year not authorized by the Israeli government. That also comes directly from the roadmap, as does Sharon's pledge to make improvements in the life of Palestinian civilians now under Israeli control. Sharon's words took him further than ever in accepting the ultimate goal of a Palestinian state.
It is in Israel's interest not to govern the Palestinians, but for the Palestinians to govern themselves in their own state. A democratic Palestinian state, fully at peace with Israel, will promote the long-term security and well-being of Israel as a Jewish state.
For his part, Palestinian Prime Minister Abbas, speaking through an interpreter, stated unambiguously that he will work to end Palestinian violence against Israel.
Let me be very clear. There will be no military solution to this conflict, so we repeat our denunciation and renunciation of terrorism against the Israelis, wherever they might be. The armed intifada must end, and we must use and resort to peaceful means in our quest to end the occupation and the suffering of Palestinians and Israelis.
That was good enough for President Bush, who told reporters on Air Force One afterward that his administration is prepared to contribute money and expertise to help the Palestinian security police bring an end to violence. There is certainly a greater confidence now that Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, in contrast to Yasser Arafat, truly wants to end the violence. That's the view of Martin Indyk, former U.S. ambassador to Israel, and now the director of the Saban Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution.
Yasser Arafat, you always had the question mark as to whether he was sincere or not, and we discovered that he wasn't. In Abu Mazen's case, he has a long history of taking this position, and I think that there's much more reason to give him the benefit of the doubt when he says these things.
Still, Indyk says there were things not said yesterday in Jordan that could have moved the process even further along.
It would have been good if they had both formally declared a ceasefire. That was missing from both of their statements. It would have, in a sense, set the clock ticking from today in terms of both sides moving to prevent violence or military actions in response to it.
One other major development reflected in this week's events is President Bush's personal involvement. For 2.5 years, he resisted pressure to jump into the peace process, which many critics said could not begin without him. Now he is involved, and his commitment needs to be long-term, says William Quant, who has written a history of presidential peacemaking in the Middle East, going back to Lyndon Johnson.
The question is whether he has the real sort of staying power that may be needed. Now, he doesn't have to oversee every minor step in this process, but he certainly has to lend his weight periodically to continued efforts. In some ways, the parties now have come to expect that when things get serious, they will deal with the president.
Still, the near-term future is not clear. Both Sharon and Abbas have opponents who are likely to use violence to derail this process, as they have all previous efforts at peace. They will have to help each other implement the roadmap, and the United States, most experts insist, will have to be there each step of the way. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.